Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabosa, good and kvittel. It is Motzei Yom Kippur here in Eretz Yisrael. We can hear the sounds of people building their sukkah, but Baruch Hashem, before we get to that, Daf Yomi plows along. Today's Daf is Erevin Daf Nun, and we had just finished off with the Mishnah on Tesma Beis. We had closed at the beginning, the Mishnah had said that someone who is traveling and Shabbos is coming, and he recognizes a tree or something in the distance, and he realizes it's within his tchum. So it depends on what he says in terms of whether he's Koneh Shvisa underneath that tree. If he says, Shvisasi al Tachtov, my Shvisa is underneath it, the Mishnah said, that doesn't work for Lo Amar Klum, that doesn't work, and we'll see exactly how much that doesn't work for exactly. It's Machlokas in the Gemara that we'll see in a second. If he says, Shvisasi b'Ikaro, if he says he wants to take residence in the guy's in the tree's trunk, so then that works, and then he's Koneh Shvisa in the trunk. Okay, so with that little kind of background, remember where we're up to. The Gemara says like this. Gemara again. The Gemara Memtes on the base. My lo amar klum. What does it mean that if he says my shvisasi tachtov, my shvisa is underneath that tree, lo amar klum, he doesn't get anything. So that's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav. Rav says lo amar klum kol ikar. He doesn't get anything. Why doesn't he even get? You know, you would expect him to get something, some sort of tchum. Nope, all he has is dalet amos. Why? Dafilu the tachlif shel ilan lo matzi azil, because he can't even get underneath the tree. Meaning he hasn't specified any specific area underneath the tree. Again, the Gemara is going to qualify this shita of Rav, so we'll get there without really explaining too much. We'll let the Gemara do it for us. But basically, he basically didn't specify a specific area underneath the tree, and so therefore he's uprooted his own das from the place where he is. He hasn't set it in a specific place, and therefore he does not even have. He only has dalet amos. He doesn't have a tchum Shabbos 2,000 amos in each direction. He does not set up his shvisa on Shabbos. Shmuel says no. Lo amar klum lebeso. Right, he doesn't get to go to his house. Right. We had said that perhaps the case is where the tree is 2,000 amos away from where he is now, and his house is 2,000 amos away from the tree. So that's what he wanted to do. He was hoping to accomplish getting to his house. So Shmuel says that he doesn't get to go home, and we'll see exactly what the case is and why he doesn't actually get to make it to his house. But he doesn't get to go to his house. Aval tachto shel ilan matzi ozo. But he does get the 2,000 amos, and he is koneh shvisa by the tree. And then Shmuel says, "V'nasa tachtav shel ilan." Well, I guess Shmuel explains, yeah. "V'nasa tachtav shel imar shel ilan chamar gamal." And the underneath of the tree is a chamar gamal. We had that phrase back let's say 2 weeks ago or so. Now, basically, it counts for both. He's kind of encroached on both sides. Meaning, underneath the tree is dalet amos for his 2,000 amos coming from where he is right now, and it also counts. In terms of where he's going to the house, meaning, and this is why he doesn't actually get to his house, he gets shrunk on both sides. Since he hasn't specified where his shvisa is going to be, so anywhere underneath the tree could be a Shabbos shvisa, so therefore we treat him as safek, and we treat it as if it counts in both directions. Again, if he's traveling, he's 2,000 amos away from the tree, and he has 2,000 amos to go to his house. So we measure from the place where he is till the length of the tree, that's 2,000 amos. But when measuring in the other direction, we are going to also measure from the beginning of the tree, meaning the tree counts for both the end of his 2,000 amos to get to the tree and the beginning of the 2,000 amos to get in the direction of his house. And therefore, he's limited. And as the Gemara explains, Bal limdod min atzafon, mod din lo min adorom. If he's coming from the north, so then we measure the tchum as all the way to the south side of the tree. Bal limdod min adorom, if he's coming from the south, now when he wants to go further on, meaning he wants to continue going south, so therefore then mod din lo min atzafon, then we count from the north side of the tree. Meaning the entire underneath of the tree counts on both ways, and that's why he loses a few amos, and that's why he can't necessarily make it all the way to his house, because the underneath of the tree is counts on both ways, and you don't get 2,000 amos, you don't get 4,000 amos, you get 4,000 amos minus whatever is underneath the tree. Okay, so that's what Shmuel says that lo amar klum means. Rav again had said the lo amar klum means he gets nothing. He doesn't get any tchum Shabbos whatsoever. So now we try to understand what Rav's sheet is. What's the reason of Rav? Again, Rav had said that lo amar klum means you don't get anything. You don't get any shvisa whatsoever. You just have your dalet amos. So Rav, there are two versions of what Rav explained the reason for Rav was. First one, Amar Rava, my time of the Rav, Mishum Delo Messiahim Asre, because he did not make a specific area. Well, yeah, if you're going to be Kona Shvisa, you need to be specific about your area, since you just said, oh, somewhere under the tree over there. So that is no good, and you're not Kona Shvisa. Ika de Amri, another answer, and this is, you know, we're going to really follow this for a lot of the daf. Amar Rava, my time of the Rav, Mishum Dekosovar, Kol She'ino Bazeh Arzeh, Afilu Bavaz Achas, Eino. Something that does not work one after the other is not even going to work at the same time. For example, there's an Isser to marry an Ishas Ach, Achos Isha. You're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. So let's say you're Mekadesh, a woman, and her sister, one after the other. So that doesn't work. Right, that doesn't work. Or a woman or a mother, or whatever it is. So too, if you do that at the same exact time, that's also not going to work. So same thing over here. The guy is trying to be Kona Shvisa in one place after another place. Meaning he's saying, I want to be Kona Shvisa somewhere over there. Just that you can't be Kona Dalet Amos and then be re-Kona another Dalet Amos because you're already Kona Shvisa. Well, again, understanding this, when Rav is understanding the guy's statement, he's trying to say, if there's 8 amos underneath the tree or 12 amos underneath the tree, he's trying to say that each and every one of these dalet amos is my shvisa. Right? The problem is, you can only be kona one shvisa. So when you say, I want to be under the tree, it's as if you're saying, I want to be kona shvisa here and here and here. Well, that doesn't work one after the other, because again, when Beinu Shemashos hits, or Kona Shvisa in one place, you can't do back to back to back. You can't do it one after the other. So therefore, at the exact same time, right, even though technically he's trying to do it one after the other, if something wouldn't work one after the other, it also doesn't work at the same exact time. So when we're trying to pinpoint a place, a specific place, at one moment in time by Beinu Shemashos, so you can't just... it doesn't work one after the other, therefore it's also not going to work at the same exact time. Okay, Maybe Nahu, what's the difference between these two answers? So the Amar, let's say the guy said, Liknu li ba'arba amos. Another Ram call, Baruch Hashem, coming around. Okay, anyway, I guess they're taking advantage of the lockdown. All right, either way. Maybe Nahu, Ikebe Nahu, Da'amar, he says, Liknu li ba'arba amos migo shmona. If the guy specifies, not specific, but he specifies a little bit, he says, I want 4 out of those 8 amos. Meaning there's 8 amos underneath the tree, he says, I want 4 of them. So, Ma Da'amar, Mishim Dilo Messiah Masrei, according to the guy who says it's no good if he doesn't specify it, so Zahalo Messiah Masrei. He still hasn't specified his Makom Shvisa enough. But, Ma Da'amar, Mishim But according to the guy who says that if it doesn't work one after the next, it won't work at the same time. Well, that's as if he wants to be Kona Shvisa in Dalet Amos. Because he said, I want 4 Amos here. Right? He specified, I only want 4 out of the 8. So he's not trying to do one after the other. He's only trying to pick one of them. Yeah, he doesn't care which one. But that's only going to be a problem according to the first understanding. According to the second understanding, he's not trying to do one at all. And therefore, it's totally fine. Okay. Gufo. So let's go back to the second understanding we just explained. Amar Rava called Dover She'enu Bazeh Chazeh Afilu Basachas Eino. Again, if something wouldn't work one after the other, it also doesn't work at the same exact time. So Esfei Abayi L'Rava. We're going to have a bunch of questions, I think 3 of them. On this concept. So what about the following? Hamarbe b'maisros perosov. Hamarbe b'maisros. If a person gives too much maisra, we know that truma is not specified in the pasuk, but maisra is. Maisra is 10%, and you cannot give more than that. Right, truma, you can give as much as you want, but maisra is 10% and no more. So let's say you give too much maisra, and you give more 12%. Or whatever it is. So we view it as if you have Meiser plus Teva. And therefore, the halacha is Perosav Mitzukanim. The rest of the produce is fine, because again, you technically didn't take off 10%. But Meiserosav Mikul Kolim. But now the Meiser, the 12% that you have here, that's no good. The Levi is not allowed to eat it. Because we can't tell which is the Meiser and which is the Teva. Okay, so if you're telling me that, okay, so now if you're telling me that things that don't work, b'zeh chazeh, don't work even at the same time, so am I. So why is are you messing up this miser? Why is the 12% impossible to eat? Meaning, sorry, the question is not on the miser, it's on the rest of the food. Why do we say that the rest of the food is okay to eat? Because maybe, since you can't take miser twice, right, so more than 10%, taking 12% at one time should be no good. Right? Maybe the whole entire taking of the miser should be no good. Because since it's like you're taking 10% and then 2%, that doesn't work. So it should, according to this principle, it should also not be good when you do the entire 12% at the same time. So Gemara says, "Shiny Meiser de Isei Lechatzayin." So Meiser is different. Why? Because you can do it in halves. What do you mean halves? You can say that half of this, I don't know, peach, is Meiser, and the other half is not. So therefore, let's just finish up. Amar Tiktosh Palga Palga de Chitata Kadsha. If you say each half of this chita, of this grain, is Meiser, so that's fine. So we assume that when the person takes 12%, or let's say 20%, just to make an even number, so we assume that what he's doing with the miser is really saying, I'm taking 20% of my grain, but half of each kernel of grain is miser. So we assume, whatever the math is, that he's really only taking 10%. So he's not taking 12 at all. He's not taking too much. And that would work out fine. Okay, another question. Similar, but a little bit different. But hey, miser behema. The lecha chatzayin. Well, you have a different case of miser that you cannot just use the half of it, right? You can't chop an animal in half. Miser, again, miser behema. What they would do is, you had a bunch of animals, you would lead them into your pen, and every tenth animal, you kind of mark off a little bit. Well, you can't chop an animal in half. Right? That's not good. That's not what happens. Then you take it to the Beis Hamikdash, right? Offer it as a korban, but you get to eat some of it. So Meiser Behema the less of the Chatzayin, right? You can't chop it in half, right? V'amar Rabba, that should be I'm not sure. Either way, V'amar, and we say that Yatsu Shnayim Be'asiri V'kara Nasiri Asiri V'echad Asar Muravin Zebazeh. How did that read? My bad. Yatsu Shnayim Be'asiri, if two of them came out at the same time, V'kara Nasiri, and you said both of them are the 10th animal, so then Asiri v'achadus are Miravin Zebazeh. So then the 10th and the 11th are mixed, meaning both of them, one of them is Meiser, and one of them is Kadosh, meaning we view it as a Korban Shlomim. But according to this, how does it work that you can have two animals being the 10th? If you're telling that, if you would designate one animal as the 10th, then another animal as the 10th, that obviously wouldn't work. So if you're telling me that if something doesn't work one after the other, it also shouldn't work at the same time, how does it turn out that two animals being designated at the 10th simultaneously, both of them, meaning one of them is, both of them are Kadosh, but one of them is Meiser, and one of them is a Korban Shlomim that you have to bring. So the Gemara says, Shani Meiser Behema, the Isi Bezer Shachar Zebetos. No, because there's a separate halacha by Meiser Behema, because if you make a mistake, so then you have a case where all of them end up being kadosh. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Karla Chi Asiri, that's how you messed up counting. Right? You have a bunch of animals. You have hundreds of animals going through, and you're counting every 10. So you mess up, and you count the 9th one as 10th. Vlasiri Chi, and the 10th one as 9th. Not sure how that, I guess you, I'm not sure how that works. Ulachadasar Asiri, and then the 11th, you count 10. I mean, you really got mixed up. You really, really got totally convoluted. But either way, Shlosh Damikudoshin, all of them are Kadosh. Right? Again, all 9, 10, and 11, they're all Kadosh. And so you see that there's a concept of designating Bazer Chazeh, they can still become Kadosh. So therefore, it's not impossible to be done Bazer Chazeh, and therefore, you're not going to have a problem of this halacha. Where you're trying to do it at the same exact time. Another kasha, v'arei toda de lesa betos. What are the case of a korban toda? A korban toda, you can bring if you're in either that would replace nowadays the berkas agomel, or even any other case where you wanted to say thanks to a kadosh baruch hu. So basically, that korban was a korban and 40 loaves of bread. I always forget. And it's terrible, but I always forget whether it's 30 matzah and 10 chametz, or 10 matzah and 30 chametz. But yeah, either way, over here it's not, Baruch Hashem, it's not relevant, but I really have to do chazer that. But either way, let's say you have a korban toda, the less of a toast, you can't do it by mistake, right? If you already had bread for the mistake, as Rashi says, You want to make another 40 loaves of bread. So the second, I mean, it's no good. I mean, you can't make a mistake with your being mekudesh, being mekadesh something. All right, so if you had a meaning, you don't have the same issue as my Bahima that we had just had before. You don't have the toast issue. Meaning the first 40 bread loaves would be your accompanying korban, and the second 40 would not. So and the less of a chazeh, and therefore you can't do that one after the other. You can't say I'll take these 40 loaves and then I'll take the next 40 loaves. V'yitmar, and it was said that the toda shenishkata shmoni uchalos. Let's say you brought 80 loaves of bread with your korban. So chizkiya amar. Kodshu Allah arba'im mitoch shmonim, right? 40 of them are kadosh. Rabbi Yochanan Amar lo kodshu Allah arba'im mitoch shmonim. You don't get 40 out of the, not meaning none of them are kadosh, right? So we see that even though the 40 loaves were mekudosh, right, you can't get another 40. Right? Again, according to Chizkiah, you do get the first 40. Well, if you're telling me that you can't do one after the other, how does it work when you bring them together? Right? You can't take 40. You can't be mekadesh 40 and then another 40. Right? But when you bring 80, i.e., you do it at the same time, so Chizki says you do get 40 of the 80, and that works. But if you tell me that this concept of if something doesn't work back to back, shouldn't work at the same time, so how could you bring 80 loaves and get Kedusha out of it? So Itmar Alas, the Gemara says, no, it has nothing to do with us here at all. Because it was said about this halacha, about this case, that Amar Vizera, Hakol Modim, Heichad Amar Liktishu, Arbay, Mitok Shmonim, where he said, no, I want 40 out of these 80 loaves of bread to be Kadosh. So therefore, the Kadshi. I mean, he only intended to have 40 out of the 80 be kadosh. He just didn't know which ones. So he brought 40 out. He said, let me have 40 out of these 80. Lo yikdashu arbayim, elim kin kadosh shmonim. If the guy says, I don't want 40 to be kadosh unless I get all 80 of them, meaning he really wants 80. He wants 80 or none. Then kuli alma lo pligi the lo kadosh. Then everybody agrees that nothing is kadosh. Ki pligi, what's the case? The machlokas over here is bistama, where you didn't say anything. Mar Savar Chizki says that he wants achariyut is responsibility, but here it means that he wants to replace the original ones. Meaning the extra 40 is in case, right? Achariyut is like insurance almost, and he brings the extra 40 loaves in case the first 40 are gone. V'atznai itznaihu, and he's bringing them with the tznai, meaning that if the first 40 get messed up, so then I'll bring these. But l'maisa, the first 40 are the kedusha. Umar Savar Rabbi Yochanan holds no. The korban gadol kamechavin. He wanted to bring a big korban toda, and that's no good because you're really only allowed to bring 40 loaves of bread and not 80, so he doesn't get anything. Okay. Now we had said that Rav holds that a person, again back to the Mishnah, that Rav had said, or at least the Gemara right after the Mishnah, Rav had said that a place, right? If a person says, "I want to have shvisa underneath that tree." It doesn't specify an area. Lo Omar Klum, he doesn't get anything. And Rav said he doesn't get any tchum whatsoever. So Amar Avai says Lo Shanu Ela Beilan Shetachtav Shtei Esrei Amo. That's only in the case where the tree had 12 amos underneath it. Excuse me. Meaning under the branches, right? There are let's say 12 amos. Again, obviously that's three possible areas where he could have been kona shvisa of dalad amos. Aval ba'ilon she'in tachtav shtei esrei amos. But if it's less than 12 amos, so then already makes us based on ikar. Then not his house, but it means his shvisa, his makom shvisa. Then a little bit of his shvisa is by definition recognizable. Meaning it's impossible for him to get. Some of his makom shvisa underneath the tree. The Gemara says, one second, that math is poor because maskevla Ravuna bereder of Yeshua b'maydi barba mechitzah kamasayim. How do you know he's hoping to get the middle four? Right, meaning, according to the first way of understanding, let's say the tree has 11 amos. So if you take four on one side and four on the other side, so the four dalad amos in the middle inevitably will have some of where he was mechavin. Whether he was mechavin to have the dalad amos all the way to the east, or the dalad amos all the way to the west, or the dalad amos in the middle, if you take the middle dalad amos, you're going to have something of the other areas, either way, because you're 4 and 4, you only got 3 in the middle, so you're going to have half an amma on either side that must have been included in whatever side of the tree he had intention for. But Rav Huna Bar Eder of Yeshua says, what are you talking about? How do you know he intended for the middle dalad amos? Maybe he wanted one side or the other. Right, so therefore, Ella, he says, the math is off. Amar Rav Huna Bar Eder of Yeshua, lo shanu, ela b'ilin shetachtav shmona amos. What are we talking about when Rav says you don't get anything, or you have a tree that's at least 8 amos, because then we don't know on which side of the tree you want it. But if you have 7 amos, then hare mixas beis onikar, then you can, by definition, whichever dalet amos you would have chosen, whatever dalet amos we say afterwards, it must include a little bit of the other dalet amos, because if it's 4 on one side and 3 on the other, well, if you intended to have the other one, at least a 1 amma is still in on the side of that's on the left side. So, meaning, any way you divide it up into 4 amma plus 4 amos, you can have some sort of overlap. So we can say that mixas beis onikar, the little bit of his shvisa, was recognizable, and that's going to work. Therefore, you will be kona shvisa. Okay, Tani Kavasi, the Rav, Tani Kavasi, the Shmuel. We have prices that support both Rav and Shmuel. Again, Rav, who said that you don't get anything if you just say underneath the tree is my Shvisa, and according to Shmuel, who says, yeah, you get 2,000 amos, but you can't go to your house because we are limiting you in both directions. So Tani Kavasi, the Rav, Mishaba Baderech V'chashchalo, let's say someone is out traveling and it became sundown. Vayamakir Ilan Ogoder, and he recognized a tree or a fence. Vamash Shvisasi Tachtov, and he said, again, our case, our Mishnah, that I want to have my Shvisa underneath it. Lo Amar Klom, he doesn't get anything. Avalimamash Shvisasi V'makom Ploni, if he said, I want my Shvisa to be in a specific place, so then Mahalechach Magielo Samakom, Umagielo Samakom, Mahalechach Kulo, Chutzalo, Apayim Amma. Right, then again, that's just describing regular Tchum Shabbos. Then he gets his Tchum in that specific area. But Medvar Mamurim, when is that said? When is that true? So that's B'makom HaMasuyim. That's when, again, he specified. Kigon Sheshavas Betel Shu Gavoa Asar Tvachim. For example, let's say some sort of mound that's at least 10 Tvachim high. Fube Arba Amos V'ad Beis Asayim. And the area is at least, meaning the width, is at least Dalet Amos. Well, not, I guess not the width, but the area. Is Dalet Amos until the base of Sayim, right? Because otherwise, bigger than a base of Sayim would be a Karpev, Shalohu Gafadiro, that we talked about at the beginning of the Masechta. Okay, either way, that it's 10 by 4 plus, that's a specific area. Or another example, V'chein Bikash Yamuka Asara, right? You have a valley that's 10 Tvachim deep, V'imei Arba Amos, a base of Sayim, same thing, right? Whether it goes up or whether it goes down, whether the land, right, rises like a mound or goes down like a valley. Okay, either way. Avu b'makam she'imasuyam, ein lo elad arba amos. And this is the kicker, and this is what we're looking for. If you don't specify your makam shvisos, then you only get dalad amos. So that is like Rav. Hayushnayim, if there are two people, if you're traveling with someone else, an echad makir v'echad she'eno makir, one guy knows his way around and one guy doesn't. So you can rely on the guy who knows where it is, and both of them can use that makom shviza. Right, that's only if he's specifically, what's it called? If it's specifically the dalet amos that he decided, that he chose. Avalosim arba amos shekava, but if he didn't specify which dalet amos, lo yozuz mimkoma, we can't move from where he is. Again, that's like Rav. So, limit avi tivti the Shmuel, that sounds pretty good. Maybe that should be a tivti against Shmuel's shita. So, Shmuel would say, no, amelecha Shmuel, halakum mayaskinon, this is what the case is. Kigon di ikam mi makam raglo ve'ad ikaro tre alfe ve'arba garmide. So, Shmuel says, no, the case in the brisa there is where from your position now to the middle of the trunk is exactly 2,004 amos. So therefore, it's impossible for the guy to have chosen the other side of the tree as his makom shvisa, because it's outside his tchum. So it must be that he chose the dalet amos of the tree closest to his designation, to wherever he's standing. And therefore, it's not going to be a steer against him at all. It's not the same case as the Mishnah of Bichlal. Alright, let's just finish up that thought. The Gemara finishes up for us. Alright, because if you would set up your Dalet Amos, if your Shviso was in the other side of the tree, di'ilan, kamle labar mitchuma. Right, so therefore, it's outside of the Tchum. So, isim Dalet Amos matiozil v'ilo lo matiozil. Right, and when you can see that there's a clear Dalet Amos, if you set up the specific Dalet Amos on the right, on the side of the tree that's within his Tchum, then it's fine. But if not, then he cannot, then it's no good. Right? So again, it's not the case of our Mishnah at all. Tani Kavasi the Shmuel, finally we have a Brisa like Shmuel, Ta'avi Irev the Shtei Ruchos. Let's say you make an Erev, outside of the case of a tree, right? Let's say you're living in a house and you make an Erev in both directions. Right? You make a mistake, right? Meaning you think that works. Right, Kimiduma, he it's as if he thinks who Shema Arvin Lishte Ruchos that you're allowed to make an Erev in both directions. Osha Amar Lavadav Tsuva Irvoli, right? Or he said to his servants, go out and make an Erev, and Echad Erev li Elav Basafo and Vechad Erev Elav Bedarom, and one of them went to the north and one of them went to the south. So then what happens? Malach Latsafon Keiruvo Ladarom Veladarom Keiruvo Latsafon. So then he's stuck. Then he's stuck in between the overlapping areas of both Eruvim. For example, if each Eruv was 1,000 Amos to the north, 1,000 Amos to the south, so he only gets the 2,000 Amos between the Eruvim. Remember, he has to be Machmir for both of them. And he has to make sure that he doesn't go outside of that area. V'mitzu olav esatchum lo yozes mimkomo. But if it's too far, meaning the there's no overlap, meaning between the tchumim, so then he has to stay in the middle. Right, then he's stuck. And again, this is similar to our case. Why? Because we have a suffix as to where the Dalet Amos underneath the tree he wanted to choose. And therefore, so we see that even though we're not sure which is his specific Eruv, you still has some sort of Shvisa, right? We said the first case of the Bryce over here, that you get the area between the Eruvim. So same thing over here, which Shmuel would say, even though we're not sure exactly which part of the tree you wanted your Shvisa, so you get both of them, right? We have to be mitzamtzim, you have to subtract the distance underneath the tree from your tchum, but you still do get a tchum even if it wasn't specified. The Rav, maybe that's against Rav. So the Gemara says simply Rav Tanahu Upalig. The Gemara says this a bunch of times that Rav, even though he was kind of in between the Tanayim and Amoraim, right? Amoraim do not argue on Tanayim, but Rav was kind of like in the middle of this period, so Rav can be considered a Tana, and sometimes he argues. So Bryce is not going to be Tiyufta on Rav at all. Okay, Shkoda Koda Rabosai, have a great Shavuot Tov, a good Kvittel, preparing for Sukkos, and we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.